My brother-in-law, my son-in-law's named Dan. My grandson's named Dan. So, and he had a horse named Dan. And so he took me to a picnic. We used to have picnics around everywhere. And Mama let me go. It's a wonder she had, but she did let me go. And I was 16. And that was my birthday. And he said, I want you to marry me. I said, well, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to college. I said, I'm going to finish college, and I'm going to get my degree. And now, if you want to wait for me, all right. But if you don't, go get you another girl, because I'm going to college, and I'm not going to college married and having children. I'm going to do it. I'm going to college. You mean that? Yes, sir. I mean, well, he brought me back to his house, and he told his mother he'd asked me to marry him. She was a fine woman. She's from Ohio. Her people went back to William the Conqueror. She said, I wish you'd marry right now. I said, nope, I'm going to college. Well, he fell out. And he went with other people. Occasionally, I went with someone else. Whenever there was a mighty fine boy down there where I taught in Scott County, I went with. He went with some other people. And I had always kept my name morally clean. That's the reason I feel like I do now. I never did do anything immoral. Oh, people maybe I always liked men better than I did women. I like boy students better than I did women. I could appeal to them better.
That's not the case.
I did. I like men better than I do women. Women can be catty. I'm talking about my own folks too, but there's not anything with pennies worth weight of worth without a woman in it. But it's natural for a woman to like a man to like a woman. God made them that way. And I admire, and that's the reason I've got more boss students that right now come to see me and tell me how much I meant to them through the years than I have girl students. And anyway, I wanted to go to Gulfport to a house party. Now, I taught down in South Mississippi. I'd been to school down there 3 years and 2 summers. In Scott County, Forest was a county seat. And there I had some people, good friends that owned 2 cottages in Gulfport. And they were going to have somebody to chaperone the men's cottage and somebody to chaperone the women's cottage. Now they were going to stay in different cottages. And they wanted me to go. Well, this boy, McMurphy boy, that was going with me, was going to go too. And he would be in the other. Well, he wanted me to marry him too. Well, I wanted to go. They were a fine children, and my mother, and I was 21 then. And my mother said, you're not going one step, not one step. I said, well, I've been away from home 4 years. Have you heard anything bad I've done? No, and you're not going now to be talked about. I said, what's you going to talk about? I'll be in one cottage, you'll be in another. I'll go swimming with them and things like that. What are they going to talk about? Well, you're not going one step. Well, I might have married that man if I'd gone. Because he was a graduate of Mississippi State. Because he was really a fine man, as fine could be. And he never said or did one thing out of the way, and neither did my husband.